Well, we're going to start off the show with Jeff Wells today. Hi, Jeff.
Hi there.
How are you? Jeff Wells Taylor. Sorry. I knew something wasn't quite clicking there.
It's
Jeff
gross.
Taylor.
Gross people.
And you've got a brand new book, well, about 6 months old now, When Graveyards Yawn.
Yes.
So let's just start off with a little bit about you and your background and how you got to the point to write this book.
All right. Well, grew up in Owen Sound.
Mm-hmm.
Spent some time away in North Bay, went to college and university up there.
Well, so did we.
Oh, really?
I went to Canadore College.
Oh, well, there we go.
We both did.
An alumni, or alumnus.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but looks good so far.
Yeah.
Up there, then you might be familiar, there was an apocalyptic religious group up there. They would go out on the street corners dressed as the Grim Reaper and death, and it was quite depressing. On a Monday morning, you're on your way to work.
Going to school, get the coffee,
exactly.
Look, it's death, the Grim Reaper.
Exactly. And I just found that whole mindset to be very interesting. This was also at the end of sort of the Cold War.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all a little bit claustrophobic. And at the same time, I happened to be trying to come up with a new
mm-hmm.
kind of detective character for a story. And that's hard to do these days.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many have been done.
Well, you certainly have put a different twist.
Yes.
When Graveyards Yawn, tell us about the main character. Just a quick sketch, I guess. We don't want to give too much away, but it certainly is an interesting twist to an old idea, like, you know, a horror book, a horror novel, a detective novel, a mixture of, you know, everything, that sort of thing.
Maybe I could just read, there's a little blurb on the book cover.
Mm-hmm.
It says, a dead lawyer enters the office of Wild Clown Investigations and hires the detective to find his killer. Wild Clown and his dead sidekick, Elmo, soon find themselves entangled in a battle for control of a secret that offers either hope or doom for humanity. So I came up with this strange detective character,
mm-hmm.
and put him in a very strange setting. I found it an easy reach for the hard-boiled detective of San Francisco
yeah.
and Los Angeles in the 40s and 50s,
mm-hmm.
always wrapped in shadow and fog,
mm-hmm.
and all I have are zombies in that. I know zombies is a crazy Hollywood word,
yeah.
but these aren't zombies. These are people, basically.
So kind of think Dick Tracy, if you will, you know, or Al Capone.
There's a Dick Tracy element, and it's really based on, it's a homage, in a sense, to Raymond Chandler's Philip Marlowe
mm-hmm.
Detective, and it's in that it's in that style, but set in this very strange world.
Mm-hmm. If you were to classify it, though, which direction would you lean more towards?
Well,
the horror?
I've been lucky because it's hard to classify.
Mm-hmm.
And so what that means is that where my book is listed and for sale on the online sites, it's in mystery, horror, detective section,
mm-hmm.
Fantasy section. So it has a broader mm-hmm. play.
Well, how are the reviews coming back? It's been about 6 months since you first released it.
The reviews are great. People really like it. Excuse me, they always immediately start talking about, oh, the movie, you've got to get this,
mm-hmm.
this would be a great movie, because it's so unusual. You basically have the detective Wild Clown, who is someone who dresses like a clown, not a happy-go-lucky bozo type. This is a rather dark clown, almost, it's all black and white
mm-hmm.
makeup. And
yeah.
It's an adult story
mm-hmm.
as well, I should point out, it's not...
Not for kids.
Clown.
It's not Krusty the Clown Kids,
no,
okay?
No, he's Krusty Plus. This
Krusty.
He's a little too Krusty. But, this all takes place after the change. A change has come to Earth. It started raining and it hasn't stopped. The dead rose from the graves. The animals turned on humanity. And children stopped aging. So you have these very unusual elements that all come together, and this hardline detective
mm-hmm.
trying to tie all
mm-hmm.
the elements together.
Now, this is the first book in a trilogy, we
yes.
should also make mention. So how far along are we on, or what are the second books? You've obviously got the second title and the third title ready to go.
Yes, the second book, The Forsaken, it takes place 50 years after this book.
Mm-hmm.
And in the same world, of course, setting. But things have advanced a little further toward the end. And it's sort of, I think of it as Revelation of St. John meets Pulp Fiction.
Okay.
It's a little grittier than When Graveyard John, and perhaps because of the violent sort of upheaval that it chronicles. The Fifth Horseman is the third in the series, and this sort of a twist of The Magnificent Seven and Paradise Lost. It's a Western that takes place many, many years after what happens in The Forsaken.
Mm-hmm.
Where people are sort of rebuilding their world.
Right. And how far along, or how far do you see before in the next segment being issued?
Well, the next segment is currently I'm editing it and putting some final touches. I find you have to update things constantly because things change.
Right,
Over the life of a novel in manuscript form.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just in the process of editing and cutting it down a little bit. And sending it to the publisher.
Now, all of your work is available on this really cool website.
Yes, wildclown.com. You
yeah.
have to see it. It's something else.
Mm-hmm.
Really, yes, it's been a labor of love and hate.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Blood, sweat, and tears. A lot of work has gone into it. It's the biggest online book site for one novel.
Mm-hmm.
I've designed animations of Wild Clown himself, of the setting.
That's what I really got a sense. The pictures and the animation really gives you a sense of your character, of the detective.
Yeah,
definitely.
And that was partly why that's why I'm very pleased with it. The online connection is that it is such a strange story. This book spent a number of years trying to go through traditional books.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And it would sit in a slush pile, and I know this thing would slide across someone's desk, and so dead people are walking around, there's a detective with brown makeup. It might have been too big a bite for the average editor, and they traditionally try to publish recognizable forms.
And what about the online, and this is the only place to get it at this point, is online. You have to go to the website, wildclown.com. And where's the interest coming from? You're mentioning off air that unusually enough or strange enough, it's from...
I've got a lot of people in Australia are reading the book right now. I've got someone in China has really gone on about it. They're in England. I have interest all over the world. It's really a totally different way of publishing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's that much more effective for the author.
Right.
Because the author is able to get out and reach and the reader first.
Well, it's interesting. You said that you have been trying more traditional routes for some time with this book. And this is, you've ended up with the website. Which one do you think you prefer?
Well, I'd have to say that this is the way of the future. That's my feeling.
Yeah.
Especially for writers, because writing is such an intimate experience.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a photographer, the internet can be fabulous also, but you can put a picture on the wall and someone in very short time can appreciate it. A writer, you need time for someone to evaluate your work. And the internet surfers, by their very nature, are already taking the time.
Mm-hmm.
So the wildclown.com helps to give some animation, to give reality to the setting, and it also gives samples of the story. And also, I should point out, there are a number of short stories based in this setting about the Detective Wild Clown character. So people can get a feeling for him already. Those are free. It's all free, the website.
Right.
So.
What else is on? There's comments, there's reviews, there's an interview I noticed as well. Yeah. Some of the different things that you'll find on the website.
I've got a lot of information. I'm hoping to add on, I'm currently designing a downloadable trailer for digital video for people to download so they can see, again, more of the imagery from the book.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I should point out, there's the Wild Online magazine.
Mm-hmm.
That offers my own work and work of authors all over the world, and it's I'm really excited about that, and that's developed a life of its own.
Right.
As well,
so you touched upon it when we first started. Like, are you giving serious thought, or would you like to see this up on the screen someday?
Well, I think that I think it when you read the book, it sort of unlocks the key to the whole website.
Mm-hmm.
And the website, when you look at it, he's a comfortable image, this wild clown character. He's not Bozo the clown, or Krusty, as we say. He's a detective, and it's a very thought-provoking story.
Yeah. So this would be interesting. All right. Well, thank you so very much for stopping by. It's been
my
quite
pleasure.
Interesting.
Thanks for having us.
So again, give us the website.
It's wildclown.com.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Halloween issue of the Wild Clown Chronicle that'll be available in the last week of October.
Extra spooky, in other words?
Extra spooky, with the Greasetown Vampire. That will be a Wild Clown adventure.
Okay. So if you're into, you know, something that's certainly not the norm.
It's not the tradition.
It's a real stretch of the imagination, and it's a real good stretch of the imagination. If you're into, it's like Stephen King... So, well, not really. It's not even like Stephen King.
It's a combination of it's a hard-boiled detective meets a gothic horror story.
Right on.
And it's I've had some great responses.
It's a great read. All right, thanks very much. When Graveyards Yawn and Jeff Taylor today in the studio. Again, www.wildclown.com. Check it out today.